أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. إن إبراهيم كان أمة قانتا لله حنيفا ولم يك من المشركين. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about one of the greatest messengers and anbiya alayhim as-salatu was-salam, who was given a special title, and he enjoys the title of Abul Anbiya, the father of all the anbiya. Now we know that Adam alayhi salam was not only the father of the anbiya, but he was also the father of all of humanity. Yet Ibrahim alayhi salam takes this title of the father of all the anbiya. Why? When we study the ancestry and the lineage of Ibrahim alayhi salam, we find that all the anbiya that came after him were from his lineage. So you had Ibrahim alayhi salam, and we know he had two sons, Ismail and Ishaq, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam comes from the ancestry and the lineage of Ismail. So we find that from that side, the anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam came from Ibrahim alayhi salam. Then from the other side you had Ishaq. Ishaq had a son by the name of Yaqub. Yaqub had a son by the name of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. And all the anbiya that followed, they also all belong to the ancestry and to the lineage of Ibrahim alayhi salam. In other words, all of the anbiya, you will find that their lineages met at Ibrahim alayhi salam. Hence he enjoyed the title of Abul Anbiya, the father of all the anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. Many of the practices that we carry out in Islam have been taken from the Sharia and from the practices of Ibrahim alayhi salam. We have just witnessed Hajj and Qurbani, Udhiyah. All of these practices and all of these deeds, we find they were introduced by Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. So Allah says about Ibrahim, Inna Ibrahim kana ummah. Allah says Ibrahim alayhi salam was an ummah. He was an entire community within himself. That is how profound his teachings were. That is how profound his deeds were. That we find that generation after generation, everyone had practiced upon something that had been originated and that had been introduced by Ibrahim alayhi salam. So Allah says he was an ummah within himself. That is one interpretation. The other interpretation is his perfection. He had, you will find sometimes that qualities are not perfected by an individual, all different types of qualities. So you'll find a person, he possesses a certain quality, but to find a person who is perfect in every attribute and in every quality is almost impossible. But Ibrahim alayhi salam, but you'll find qualities in different people. So you can say as a community, they possess all the qualities. As a nation, they possess all the qualities, but not as an individual. But Ibrahim alayhi salam was such. And when you look at the different attributes that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has spoken of regarding Ibrahim alayhi salam, he had perfected all these attributes within himself. So he was not only like one individual, but he was an entire community within himself. So Allah says he was an ummah, qanitan lillah, devoted, fully devoted to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, hanifan, he was upright, he was pure in his faith. وَلَمْ يَكُمْ مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ. Allah says he was never from amongst the polytheists. Now you will find that every religious grouping, they revere Ibrahim alayhi salam. The Jews revere him, the Christians revere him, and even the mushrikeen, even the polytheists. It's quite strange because they worshipped idols, and Ibrahim alayhi salam was the breaker of idols. Yet they also revered Ibrahim alayhi salam. And you will find they would perform Hajj and they would go to Mina and Arafat and so forth based on what Ibrahim alayhi salam had done. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clarifies, number one, لم يكن من المشركين. He was never from amongst the polytheists. شاكرا لأنعمه. another attribute of his. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has referred to Ibrahim as an ummah. Allah has referred to him as qanit, one who devoted himself to Allah. Allah has referred to him as one who was hanif. He was pure in his faith and in his tawheed. Shakiran li an'amih. Another attribute. Allah says he was always grateful to Allah for the different bounties and ni'mas that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had bestowed upon him. He was a very grateful servant, very thankful to Allah azza wa jal. Ijtabah. Allah says Allah selected him. Personally, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had chosen him and selected him. وَهَدَاءُ إِلَىٰ صِرَاطِ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. Allah is the one who guided him to the straight path. Remember, Ibrahim alayhi salam was born and grew up in the home of a manufacturer of idols. Not only a worship of idols. His father, Azar, was a manufacturer. He would build idols and he would sell those idols. Ibrahim alayhi salam was born in that home. And he grew up in that home. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, from within that home, Allah ta'ala had chosen this young boy, Ibrahim alayhi salam. Again, hidayat lies in the hands of Allah azza wa jalla. And this is a perfect example. We also have the example of Asiya. Asiya, the wife of Fir'aun. Look at the environment in which she lived, the environment in which she grew up. In the environment of a man who claimed to be Allah himself, who claimed to be God, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala selected her from within that environment and blessed her with hidayah. So Allah says, ishtabah. Allah had chosen him and selected him. And Allah guided him towards the straight path. وَآتَيْنَاهُ فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً. Allah says, in this dunya we gave him hasana. He enjoyed hasana. He enjoyed a lot of good. In this very dunya, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِنَّهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ لَمِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ. And in the akhirah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, indeed, he will be included amongst the righteous servants and the righteous ones. ثُمَّ أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْكَ. Allah tells the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, now, we have revealed to you, أَنِتَّبِعْ مِلَّةَ إِبْرَاهِيمَ. Follow the millah, follow the creed. Follow the creed of who? Of Ibrahim, Hanifan, the upright one, the one who was pure in his faith. وَمَا كَانَ مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ. For a second time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, he was not from amongst the polytheists. إِنَّمَا جُعِدَ السَّبْتِ عَلَى الَّذِينَ اخْتَلَفُوا فِيهِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of the day of Sabbath, the Sabbath day. And Allah says, the Sabbath day was fixed and appointed upon those who had differed with regards to it. Because the Jews, they claimed that following or honoring Saturday as the day of Sabbath, as the holy day, was introduced by Ibrahim alayhi salam. Allah says, no, it was not introduced by Ibrahim alayhi salam. So they tried to declare and try to pronounce Ibrahim alayhi salam a Jew. And that is what they did. Elsewhere in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, مَا كَانَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ يَهُودِيَّ وَلَا نَصْرَانِيَّ. Ibrahim was neither a Jew, nor was he a Christian. وَلَكِنْ كَانَ حَنِيفًا مُسْلِمًا. He was a Muslim. He was an upright and a pure Muslim in his faith. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّمَا جُعِدَ السَّبْتِ. The day of Sabbath was appointed upon those who had differed with regards to him. وَإِنَّ رَبَّكَ لَيَحْكُمُ بَيْنَهُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. Your Rabb, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, he will judge between those people who claimed that Ibrahim alayhi salam had introduced the Sabbath and who had differed amongst themselves with regard to the day of Sabbath. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Allah himself will judge between them on the day of Qiyamah regarding all that which they would differ amongst themselves. May Allah grant us the understanding.